Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, there's a lot of people out in California who are fighting the good fight to improve Pinot Noir, especially around Santa Barbara.
Right.
And you've been following one of those, the Byron Estate, for quite some time.
Right. Well, the Byron Estate has always been fairly high-end, and they've sort of taken that even a little further. Right now, pretty much anything from Byron is going to be a specific site or a specific vineyard designated wine. And so what they decided to do was, and we actually touched on one of these wines a couple of weeks ago, but they've spun off this second label, if you will, called Nielsen, where they're going to be doing their more value-oriented Pinot Noirs and Chardonnay, and then they're going to leave the Byron label for the really upper-tier stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the few labels where I actually really found that the price point was a good indicator of the quality level. There are two wines from Santa Barbara. One's a Pinot Noir, one's a Chardonnay. And then there's two wines from the Santa Maria Valley, a Pinot Noir and a Chardonnay. And then the last one that I tried is actually one of the ones under the Byron label, although it happens to be the Nielsen Vineyard Pinot Noir from Byron. And hey, you know, price point sometimes can be an indicator of quality. So to start off with the Santa Barbara Pinot Noir, pretty classic, lighter-bodied red wine with a little bit of violet and plum and rose petal aromas. And all of this wrapped up, this was the 2014, at $19 a bottle. So I thought that was a pretty good buy. There's also the Santa Barbara Chardonnay. Now, classic Santa Barbara Chardonnay is going to give you lots of those sort of tropical fruit flavors, and this delivers exactly those flavors.
Right.
With some pretty good acidity and a price point of around $16.
That's not bad.
You know what? Pretty good value right here. Then you move up to the Santa Maria Valley Chardonnay, and all of a sudden the wine just takes on a lot more depth, a lot more structure. There's sort of a white stone fruit flavor that starts coming through, and the acidity perks up. And now I'm beginning to get into Saturday night dinner wine, except that this is $27. So it's not inexpensive, but it's not silly. Same thing with the Santa Maria Valley Pinot Noir. A little more time in oak. The wine has a little more depth. There's a little more structure. Definitely some finer detail notes as you consume it. And again, I think you're getting to sort of Saturday night dinner wine. And this is a really nice Pinot Noir from Nielsen for $29.
$29, okay.
Yeah. So as you move up, you're definitely getting a qualitative jump. And if you really want to take the plunge, then you can go to the actual Byron-labeled 2014 Nielsen Vineyard Pinot Noir. And again, this is also Santa Maria Valley. And this is stunning. Deeply layered, expressive red wine with wonderful cherry and dark fruits and lots of little spice and a little hint of sort of violets that comes out in the nose. I thought it was really good. $45.
You know, if that's a really good Pinot Noir,
it's a really good Pinot Noir.
That's a fair price for it.
I thought so too. So you know what? Here's a good label to look for. Byron, if you want to go to the sort of the top tier, and all of these Nielsen vineyard wines for pretty good value for good Burgundian styles.
Oh, they're always fun to follow, and a lot of people believe Pinot Noir matters.
It does.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You're listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.